wet. I thought Glasgow was bad with rain, but it certainly is up there. No, it's been great, really good, and the lads have responded, which you expect, because any new manager, if it was myself or somebody else coming in, would have got a lift from it. And but the way they've trained and the way they've applied themselves has been excellent.
From your first meeting with them, did you get to grips straight away with them, thinking these lads want to work hard?
It's not a surprise to me that, as I said before, a new manager comes in, everybody's a little bit tentative of what's going to happen and who's going to play, all those sort of things you get in your stomach of uncertainty. But the first 4 days we've been here, and it's been really enjoyable. They've worked really hard, and you know, you're gearing for Saturday to go and try and win a game.
Is it only when you see them in the flesh on the training ground that you realise the ability that you've got here?
Well, there's good players. There's good players at this club. We just have to get a little bit more out of them and try and get them winning games. But this week's been good for us.
I think you only had 3 of them who haven't been here for certain times this week due to international call-ups. Has that been good for you, that the majority of your first team have been here?
It gives you a platform to work on. And the lads coming back from their national teams, some higher than others because obviously the island going through and that. So it gives you that chance to work. They've worked hard, I've got to say, they've worked hard at it, and it's new to them, but it's new for us as well as staff, and we've got to get to know each other and trust each other that we can go and have a good season, and that's, so far it's been good.
Knowing what football's like, is you being a player and a manager, I suppose players who weren't in the team before you arrived are looking at it thinking, this could be brilliant for me. Players who've been in the team every week might be thinking, I've got to prove myself all over again.
Yeah, but I think that happens worldwide, that. I think that's uncertainty a new manager creates. I think you don't know if you're going to play, or I'm going to get left out, I'm going to be sold, or I'm going to stay. But it's not a bad thing to have, because it keeps you on your toes of, does he like me or does he not? The secret of that is to play well and you stay in the side. That's the secret.
Have you already identified, looking at what you've got and maybe what you haven't got? I mean, there's 2 squad places left to strengthen in the next week before the window closes. Have you already identified an area that you think we could actually do with someone there?
There's areas we think we need to be stronger. I think that's, in my own opinion and in the staff's opinion, we think we have to be stronger in certain areas. But whether that happens, it's like anything, any transfer window, you have to wait and see what's going to come. But I've got to be fair to the lads here as well. They've got to be given a fair chance of, OK, let's show me what you can do. And then I can judge it from there. It's just we've come in at a time where it's a really quick turnaround in the window. So, but I've got to be fair to the team and think, OK, let's see what you've got.
So is the likelihood that you might wait until January to think, right, I've had a look, I've had a few weeks now, and this is exactly what we need?
It could, but I could also, on the other hand, think, if I bring some in, it's got to be better for the team. You can't bring some in just for a number or to sit on the bench. They've actually got to get in the side and stay in the side. I don't want to let the place with bodies that I don't think will make a contribution to the team.
Being the manager so close to January coming and players' contracts at this football club, naturally they do run out, and you've got some senior players whose contracts are up. How difficult is that going to be to sort of judge, do we give them a new one? When January comes, I suppose they can speak to others.
No, it's tough, but I think that's the way football is at the minute. But I know the lads are obviously up at contract. We'll have a chat with them the next few weeks anyway to speak to them and see what they're thinking as well. And they've got to hear my views on things. But I'll do that in the next couple of weeks.